The following program is made possible by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
I'm on the set of Your World, where each week we hear stories of hurt, loss, pain, and fear from people just like you and me. And we discover together how the grace of God can transform our lives and make a difference in what we do. It's just one way we at Creflo Dollar Ministries work every day to deliver God's message of grace to the world. And through our many outreach efforts, I get the opportunity to see and to hear things that so many people do not. Children orphaned by war, villages without food and water, people living in desperation. All around the world, there's a great need that must be filled. And we're on a mission to fill that need. So today, I'd like to take you behind the scenes to show you how Creflo Dollar Ministries is answering God's call to deliver young women from living on the street, to bring vital medical supplies to schools in Thailand, and to bring hope and grace to those who need it the most. I'll also show you how you can join us and play a key role in spreading the Word of God even farther across the globe. As much as we've already done, there's so much more that we must do to reach the lost and comfort the hurting. And we can't do it without you.
When we look at the world today, it's not easy to be hopeful. In the midst of worldwide violence, oppression, division, and hate, the love God has for us can sometimes feel very far away. Every day, the need for restoration, hope, and life's most basic essentials grows stronger and stronger. That's why this ministry has decided to step out in faith, to go into all nations, to be the change that the world desperately needs in these last days. Creflo Dollar Ministries is bringing the revolutionary message of grace to lives in need and sharing the love that God has shown us in places like Kenya, Thailand, India, and across the United States. But we cannot do it alone. Stay tuned for an exclusive look at the work this ministry is doing around the world and to find out how you can join this bold and vital movement.
As Christians, we are compelled to change the world as Christ did and continues to do so today. And the path to change is clear, but we need your support to get us there. By God's grace and with the support of people just like you, we are seeing the transformative difference grace can make. From holiday meals, giveaways, to helping remote tribes become self-sufficient, Global Missions is igniting change all around the world and has plans to do so much more. I welcome Archie Collins with me today. Thank you so much for being here, man. And we are going to talk about what you do, which I am extremely excited about.
We're excited about everything that we're doing through your missions program. Global Missions started as the new program back in 2009. It kicked off with the earthquakes in Haiti that took place. You gave us a mandate and a charge to get involved and figure out how to get involved in that effort. It touched your heart, so that gave us a way to get a lot of our church members involved, helping rebuild homes, build orphanages, feeding programs. We donated quite a bit of funds to get equipment there to build roads that weren't there before. So it was just a lot of great efforts that were going on from 2009 all the way up to date that are still taking place and going on. It's a ministry that's getting things done on the ground for the long haul, not just the, you know, not short-term flash pan missions. We're a ministry that stays until we see our mission complete.
And that's important because I want our partners to realize that, you know, we're not just doing this so we can get a pat on the back, and then once we get our pat on the back, we're out of there. We passionately love people. This mission of grace is entangled in this global mission. And this is what moves our team to stay motivated. And the money that we sold in the Haiti project, our partners, thank you so much. I mean, it enabled us to be able to purchase equipment, carve out roads. Our team, with their passion, with their love, I'm just so proud of World Changes and the partners of World Changes that continue to reach out and make a difference. And what's happening in Thailand? Tell me about how that started and where we are right now.
We are now heading out to Thailand every year and specifically doing what we call caring for kids. There's a lot of children over there who are unfortunately suffering the effects of a war-torn country, and provide food, clothes, hygiene kits, and everything we can for those children and those families.
Wow. So what's happening in India?
So we're doing feeding programs through particular schools. We're also ministering at one place that was near and dear to my heart called the Holy Spirit Center. It was an orphanage that had children who had all lost their parents because their parents were affected by the HIV/AIDS virus. Every child there was infected with HIV. But I'm glad to say that this place in particular, because of their foundation in God, because of constantly ministering the word and love of God, this actual orphanage is the only one in the area that has never lost a child.
That's the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
We were in Kenya not too long ago. Boy, I tell you what, their lives will never be the same again as a result of the missions team. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in Kenya, our mission effort has been going on and has been fantastic. We build churches that are also used for schools. We dig water wells. We provide greenhouses for food. We also preach and share the gospel of grace and the word of God. You know, you can hear that and you kind of say, oh, that's awesome, that's neat. But when you go and see where these locations are at, when I say we built a church, this is a group of people that were having church literally under a tree. But when we came and spent the finances and did what needed to be done to build these locations, now they have a place to be protected from the elements. Now they can have service all day and night if they want to. At the same time, they're now using this place for school. Education is a huge issue, but they don't even have places to use the restrooms. So we started building latrines. But then we found out they were traveling miles to go and get water. So we said, you know what, we got to fix that too. We have to continue to meet the needs that God is putting in front of them that will help the people. Because it's not about just doing the good works, but it's one thing to, you know, hear about the love of God, but when you get to see it, you know, in front of you, it helps you understand that God is real.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a lot of great things internationally, but locally, we're just as involved in the things God has led us to get involved in, from our feeding programs on Thanksgiving, as well as our Christmas programs, making sure no child ever has a Christmas where they don't have something to open. We also have our back-to-school program that we do in all of our churches across America, where we make sure that we take the pressure off of parents, especially single moms, during the back-to-school season. The majority of our efforts deal with children. We keep finding ourselves in situations where kids are in need. And I remember a conversation a while back where you and Pastor Taffy were just sharing your love for God's children.
When you see those faces that are being ministered to, it really, really touched my heart. I'm so grateful. It touches me so to know that people can live a better life as a result of encountering a true world changer. Many of you at home are already familiar with my wife, Taffy. And you've seen her preach the gospel on our Changing Your World broadcast and heard her empowering messages at conferences around the world. But you might not be familiar with an issue that is so close to her heart. The plight of women trapped in the world of adult entertainment and sex trade industries. Taffy created the Prestige Ministry as a way of reaching out to these women to show them God's all-forgiving, all-encompassing love. And to offer a way out of the lives they found themselves in. Taffy, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for allowing us to receive this vision and this ministry that God has given you.
Glad to be here.
What's the mission and what is Prestige?
The Lord just put on my heart to begin to minister to prostitutes and to women who were in the adult entertainment industry.
You do show up at strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about some of the practical hands-on with this ministry.
Sure. We adopted roughly 25 clubs that we go into on a monthly basis. And we go in there and we just pray with them and we let them know that there are other opportunities that they can pursue as far as getting their resume prepared, career readiness. We take them flowers, we celebrate them at holidays, gifts, all kinds of things, just to let them know about the love of God and really make a difference and to pray with the women and to pass out our information and let them know that we're available to help them transition out.
What about the women who are in prostitution?
Mm-hmm.
The danger of being abused by the pimp, the danger of disease, the risk factors that are involved in prostitution, how do they deal with that?
No one wakes up and say, I want to be a prostitute, you know, I want to be a dancer. These things and circumstances a lot of times cause them or attribute these kinds of decisions that they feel as if they've had to make to make ends meet.
Have you been supported by the city and the government? Have they supported your efforts in reaching out to make a mark in these areas?
I'd like to see more, and we're working locally with our law enforcement. They realize that this is an issue with Atlanta being the number one city, the largest airport where a lot of the activity takes place, where women are being trafficked into the city of Atlanta and out from Atlanta to other parts of the world.
Because of the airport?
Right. It's worldwide.
Something like that can happen to almost anybody's daughter if they ended up in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times children and young girls, teen girls, are abducted because they're runaways. So there are men who wait at bus stations, they wait at the malls, and prey on young women who look like they're lonely, depressed, sad, want somebody to buy some type of favor or something like that, and they eventually lure them in and maybe try to use their friends and things like that. Human trafficking is larger than drug trafficking.
Wow. That's an epidemic then.
It really is.
Your partnership with this ministry allows us to hit this issue head on, to go into 26 clubs, and now we're starting in New York, and the vision is to minister everywhere. We have a church all around the country. We're not going to stop until we can impact as many people, as many women, as many children as we possibly can.
Creflo Dollar Ministries is bringing hope into focus for lost souls across the world with the 2020 Vision Partnership. Our 2020 Vision Partners make it possible for this ministry to provide food to families in need, care for orphan children, and so much more. Call today to find out how you can become a 2020 Vision Partner. By sowing a seed of just $20 a month, you will empower this ministry to provide hope to the hopeless and reach the world with our broadcast ministry. When you become a 2020 Vision Partner today, we want to thank you for your support by sending you a personalized Vision Partner welcome kit. You'll also receive a monthly letter from Pastor Dollar, a monthly CD or MP3 download, personalized confessions, and exclusive offers and discounts. Bring God's vision of hope to those who need it the most. Call right now, and together, let's change the world.
Most of us have never felt the pain of hunger, true hunger. But for so many families, not just in poor third world countries, but even here in America, hunger is a tragic reality. My dear friend, Minister Ken Terry, leads World Changers Food and Clothing Banks here in College Park, an initiative that provides struggling families with the life essentials we too often take for granted. You know, it's the United States of America. They're the richest nation on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Who would ever think that in this country we would have issues dealing with hunger?
Hunger is no respect of persons. All you have to do is be in a fairly difficult situation and it will show up. People who are unemployed, who are underemployed, single families, whole families, blended families, it really just doesn't matter. All it takes is something to interrupt the paycheck. You run into situations where people go days without eating. We find situations with children. They are thankful that they're able to go to school just so that they can get that free lunch, and that's their one meal that day.
So what are we talking about? How much food are we distributing?
We have collected in the last 10 years over 600 million pounds of food.
Just our community here in College Park?
Just in our community in College Park.
So we're not talking about our other churches?
We're not
and
talking
what
about
they distribute?
No.
Wow.
We're not talking about the other churches and what they distribute. And that just goes to show the need that's there. This is something that we do every day. But you do have sometimes transient people, someone who's come off the street, someone who's homeless, someone who's living in their car. We've run into women who are dealing with domestic abuse. They're on the run. We run into all of those situations. So we try to provide food regardless of the situation you find yourself in. We want to be able to try to help you.
And people are obviously responding to the supply that we have. How does a partner and their donation help in a situation like this?
Unfortunately, because this need isn't going away, there is the continuous need to be able to acquire food. When a partner donates money, because of the relationships that we've established with local agencies, we are able to get food for pennies on the dollar. It enables us to take the money that the partner gives, and whereas they may give $10, we may be able to get $30 worth of food for that. In some situations, we may be able to get $40 worth of food. That's how we're able to get the 600 million pounds, the 300 tons.
Feeding the hungry, this is not the only issue you deal with.
We have the food bank, we have the clothing bank, we have the GED program through our Victory in Education, we have our substance abuse ministry to go out and to minister. We have Christian advisement, people may be dealing with things and, you know, maybe handle a particular thing. Legal resource ministries to try to help people in some of the legal issues that they may be dealing with. So we have a number of ministries that we have available that we're extending out beyond the walls.
And I so appreciate that we are a church without walls.
Mm-hmm.
And these departments and ministries were born out of those needs that people have. There's just no way we could do all the things that we do without the love, the prayers, the financial support, the teamwork that our partners have shared with us over the years,
mm-hmm.
to allow the impact that has been made in communities. And there has been tremendous impact made. We're seeing people come to Jesus.
Sure.
Because we can give them food. Mm-hmm. We've seen people come to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
because we can put clothes on their back.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you who are praying about partnership with this ministry, I tell you what, $1 a day can impact somebody's life. $5 a week, $20 a month,
sure.
can impact somebody's life. And $5 a week, and I can address this issue of hunger,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Sure.
$20 a month, maybe coming automatically out of my account so that I can make sure that I don't forget about another family that needs to eat food, and multiplying my $20 a month and turning it into $50 a month where I can buy a lot of food for a hurting family. I can do that. And that's what we're asking you to do. Pray about becoming a 2020 partner.
Bring God's vision of hope to those who need it the most. Call right now, and together, let's change the world.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you hear me?
Hello, Pastor. I'm here.
Well, I'm so glad to have you today. Let's just really jump into this. I'm so excited about our partners and friends hearing from you, because as the international director, you get an opportunity to know what's going on every continent, and you see the offices, you know the directions. Cindy, well, tell us, what do our international offices, what do they offer to the world? I mean, when most people hear that we have offices around the world, I'm sure they wonder, well, what's the purpose? What are the objectives that they're trying to fulfill? Could you tell us?
Yes, well, our offices are very specifically located. The Holy Spirit led you to have the offices in these different locations. And the objectives of the offices is to meet the needs of that particular nation. We do outreaches to the communities around our office areas. We also do relief efforts in the regions. We meet the needs of the nations that we do serve. So God has really opened for us a nation to really minister to and get the message of grace around the world.
Wow. Do you find that the needs are unique in each area, each country, and each office?
Yes, they are. They are very unique. In South Africa, for example, we have high HIV, which results in a lot of orphanages, a lot of orphans. And then in Canada, we've got a lot of sex trafficking, and we also have a lot of abused women. And in Asia Pacific, or Australia specifically, we have orphans. In Thailand, we have disasters in that area. So each region has very unique needs and requirements. We are able, with the support of our partners, to meet the needs of the nations that our offices are located in. We are meeting those needs through the relief aid that we do. We're also meeting the needs through preparing the word for them, giving them the word, meeting their needs with prayer, financial material, marriage material. So we are really meeting the vast needs of our partners within every single nation. We have an office in Australia, Canada, Europe, India, South Africa, and Ukraine. I think it's necessary for this message to go around the world. And that's where our partners are so valuable. They are so valuable to help us get this message around the world and meet the needs of the nation.
Cindy, thank you so much. I'm just so glad you could join me for this short time. And God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
My friend and longtime ministry partner, Damon Davis, has a proven track record of using the power of media to bring the message of ministries like ours to people across the world who otherwise might never hear the Word of God. His company is responsible for bringing my show, Your World, to millions of homes all around the world each week. Damon, welcome today. I'm so glad that you're here with me. How important is television today in the lives of people with all of the stuff that's going on in our society?
Television is still today the most powerful medium to communicate, to tell any vision on the planet today. If you look at what this ministry is doing and all that it's doing in over 200 countries across the globe, the program is translated in over 6 languages. We reach, just in the United States alone, over 100 million people. We reach over 2 billion people globally.
Wow.
And what I've discovered here, your vision, is more than just teaching a thing and reaching people and seeing some lives change, but you get into the world of people. This ministry is restoring marriages. This ministry is helping people understand confidence again. It's helping them understand their identity again. This ministry is doing so much as a result of the vision that you've casted.
This tool of television helps us to get into the homes of people who may never come to the church.
That's right.
But now we can go into their bedrooms. We can go into their living rooms. And they'll turn the television on.
That's right.
And we can depend on God and the anointing to cause them to stop and to view the program and to listen to it.
And here's what we've seen is that when that is given to the people, when that seed of the Word is sown into their lives, something does happen.
Yeah, it does.
But absent the power of television, if we did not have the power of this medium, there are people, Dr. Dollar, across the globe that would have no idea who Jesus really was.
And I think about this guy who was watching television and he was about to kill himself.
Wow.
He was going to take his own life. And for some reason he said, before I kill myself, I'm going to turn the television on and just kind of flip through the station. And he found us on the television, and then hearing the words,
right,
he decided not to take his life.
Right.
And you know that guy ended up in the ministry?
Wow. We hear stories like that all the time. They come in by way of social media. They come in by way of email. They come in by way of letters to the ministry. Men and women from all walks of life, from all age groups, from all demographics, from all over the world that are sharing stories about what this ministry and what the Word of God did to change their life. Absent television, absent some sort of mechanism to enable us to reach those people, Dr. Dollar, consider what would happen if we didn't. Drug addicts, prostitutes, people that are absolutely destitute and I would submit are in the darkest night of the soul, but as a result of what this ministry is doing, and because of the support of the partners, this message is able to get out to the world. And it's not just television. Television is a driving force of the message, the vision being told. But now because of the mobile device, because of the desktop computer, we can reach into countries that ordinarily those countries would not be open for us to share this message of the truth.
Oh boy. We have partners who are committed to stand with us to make sure that this ministry will always be here to minister to people who need it the most. And I believe that with all my heart. I believe for me to stop believing God,
yeah,
and for us to just shut down and say, well, no more television because it costs too much. Hey, I'm going to trust God.
That's right.
And for all of these years, He has been faithful.
Sure.
All of these years, we've had partners who have been faithful. All of these years, it showed up. And I'm telling you, lives are being changed because we're able to tell the vision concerning Jesus Christ and this awesome
grace of God.
And now here comes a program called Your World that lets you see that people are just like you are, that people are going through exactly what you're going through, and that no matter how bad it might seem, that there's hope.
Yeah, that's big.
So he asked the question, why do we spend so much money doing TV? I'd ask the question, what's the price?
Yeah.
What is the price of a soul?
You're investing in souls.
You are.
And this is a tool that God is using to make that investment.
That's right.
And I believe when you get to heaven, all of the souls that you didn't know about that were saved because of this television ministry, it'll be on your account. Thank you so much. You're making it possible. You've made it happen all of these years. And we're not done yet.
That's right.
It doesn't take much. A dollar a day, $5 a week, $20 a month, and we can continue to impact a billion souls around this world. And I'm telling you, without you, this would not be possible. But because of your love, your commitment, and your financial support, you continue to allow people to get up every day. I meet people who say, I watch you every morning. My life has changed. It's because of you, partner. And I have you in my heart. And I have you in my prayers. And I am so grateful. Damon, thank you so much. We're excited. You've stirred us up about television. We're ready to do what needs to be done to continue to impact lives all over this world.
Creflo Dollar Ministries is bringing hope into focus for lost souls across the world with the 2020 Vision Partnership. When you become a 2020 Vision Partner today, we want to thank you for your support by sending you a personalized Vision Partner welcome kit. You'll also receive a monthly letter from Pastor Dollar, a monthly CD or MP3 download, personalized confessions, and exclusive offers and discounts. Bring God's vision of hope to those who need it the most. Call right now, and together, let's change the world.
Pray about it, won't you? Take the time and ask God, what would He have you to do so that this ministry can continue to empower people for change as we give them an understanding of grace. We love you so much. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you will do. And thank you for helping me to get the gospel of grace around this world.